Heather, this is Miss Devin.
Hey,
she comes to us
hey.
From the legendary city of Fort Worth, Texas, also
yes.
known as Cowtown,
yes,
also known as Cowboy Town.
Yes.
Also known as Fort Worth.
Yeah.
I think I said that already.
It's okay.
Good morning, ma'am. How you doing?
Good morning.
Why do I feel like every time we talk about stockyards and cowboy stuff, I have to go into Bob Tallman voice? Hello, everybody, and welcome to the historic stockyards.
But why not? It just works great. It sounds good.
It does work. You're going to have to chop that out down there. You don't do that on Saturday?
I would not embarrass myself nor embarrass Bob Tallman by trying to do that. So, you know, I love this because this gives Fort Worth an opportunity to shine a big, bright spotlight on what everybody expects Fort Worth to be.
That's true.
And, you know, and we can't run from it, and we shouldn't, and we don't. And that is to celebrate Cowtown and the American Cowboy, and if I might say, American Cowgirl.
Yes, leave the girl out.
Yeah. Right.
I will throw a shoe or a boot at you right now.
Throwing
a shoe
is a bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You never want to throw a shoe.
Throwing a boot would be worse.
Right.
That would hurt.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's 27 square blocks of cowboy immersion down there every day of the year, but we're really going to pull out stops this weekend.
Now, what do we have going on?
Well, National Day of Cowboy, the National Day of the American Cowboy, is a time when we sort of highlight. I highlight the cowboy music, cowboy and Western music.
Yeah.
Because I'm head of Cowtown Opry I'm the artistic director.
I love that.
I hope that means I'm the head of it. But
you're not a figurehead with your name on a nameplate on the desk. I mean, you've got some credentials coming here, Ms. Devon.
She's holding her own.
With the awards and all the music that you do and the things that you've seen and the places you've been.
The places.
They've got the right person in the right spot down there with you.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I love doing it. I felt like the Lord called me to it. It's been over 20 years doing the music. And because of it, I've met some of the finest people in the world and they've become dear friends. It's just that kind of folks that cowboy life produces.
Right.
You know, in the general culture, sometimes you hear the word cowboy as a diss, you know, and all of us get our hackles up when that happens because it stands for
great
things. Yeah,
you better watch out.
Who said that?
He's not a fighter, but he will fight. He's going to throw the boot later. That's what's going to happen.
He's been triggered.
You know, what's funny is you can travel all around the world. Let me say, I have not, but I've been to London.
me too.
And you can tell people, hey, you know what? I'm from America. And they'll say, But you tell people, hey, I'm from Texas.
That's right.
And the next you know, you're the most popular thing within 15 miles.
Sure. I have a personal experience. I've been in France 3 times.
Oh, love
and
France.
And the first time I was there was to go to Ecky Blues, which is the big rodeo, the biggest rodeo in Europe. And I was doing roadie work for Kristen Harris. And it was amazing, the two of us girls. And we were walking along the village road. We were cutting through the village on foot to get from our hotel to the rodeo grounds, which is the other side of the village. It was about a 2-kilometer walk. And we had our boots and hats on. And perfect strangers would drive up, the Frenchmen going through the little village in their automobiles, and they'd roll the window down and go, Texas! They didn't have a clue who we were or where we were from, but it was immediate. Texas!
It's just a Texas thing. It is a Texas
thing. I love that
thing.
About where we live.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's evidence right there is why we have so much pride.
Absolutely.
You know, and pride to be from Texas. And then you narrow it down right here in Fort Worth. And it's going to be a great weekend. This Saturday, July 27th. It runs from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now,
there's a lot
of
cool
specials
stuff
going on is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You get your cowboy hat on. You get into Billy Bob's Texas for free.
There you go.
And $1 off admission to Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame with that cowboy hat. So that's a double whammy.
Mustache contest.
Yes. Now, see, the activities that go from 10 a.m. to 2 out on the Exchange Building lawn and on along Exchange Avenue and in Rodeo Plaza, those are cool things. They've, like the mustache, like what you mentioned, the mustache contest. We also have a rib-eating contest.
Mm. Ooh.
How many can you pack away? It'll be at Risky's. And we've got, there will be a cowboy caricature artist. There will be face painting, Old West gunfight shows, chuck wagon, poets, poetry, cowboy poetry, one of the major forms of Western entertainment. And kind of unsung. A lot of people don't realize that there's a whole industry of cowboy poetry.
Sure is.
And there's a tip-to-tick guessing contest for the length of longhorns. The longhorns.
Okay.
Most worn boots. So, hey, if you have that grody pair of, you know, mudding boots to go out and you just... I know a girl who, she keeps the mud on her boots all the time, rots out the stitching.
Yeah.
They're falling apart. We take them and get them fixed up and they're all new. But, hey, before you go have them fixed up, Bring your boots down
right,
here.
They're worth something. They're worth something.
Bring them. You might win.
That's right.
Hope my wife is listening, who tried to put mine in the garage sale.
Forevermore. She didn't do that.
That's illegal in the state of Texas. You need to tell her that.
If you don't take the $5 sticker off my brand new or my old wore-out pair of cowboy boots, I'm going to call the lawyer right now.
That could be grounds.
No. That's grounds.
Hey, there's something special. We started last year, the Youth Fiddle Contest.
Now, really?
For young fiddlers who want to compete in Texas old-style fiddling, but they never competed before. So this is their initial foray into the world of competition fiddling. And, they take about 6, 7, 8, 9 kids. That's not age. That's number of contestants.
So that makes sense.
So I guess if you're a kid, it's probably like under 18. So the youth fiddling, the registration starts at 9. So if you want to participate with that, should really call the numbers ahead of time. But the registration tables open at 9. The fiddling starts at 10. On that stage, it's in front of the Livestock Exchange building, built there over the steps. So everybody can see it's on the middle of the action. And there's lots of shade trees.
Right.
And I think a cool zone's going to be nearby. If it gets a little hot.
Anywhere you're in, Miss Devin, is a cool zone. So, follow you around, you're in it.
Is that a way of saying I'm not hot?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's where all the cool kids hang out.
I'm so getting in trouble.
Like the cool
now,
kid
I'm kind
table
of curious
the
about
room.
this quick draw.
Oh, the quick draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a ton of fun. And the armadillo races, too.
Yes!
Live rounds?
Yeah. No. No.
That would make it a lot more fun, a lot more interesting.
That could be, but I think the insurance companies would be kicking up a fuss.
Short contest. You know, like,
short-lived.
Like you won. You know
what? I think we got cow milking, too.
Cow milking's great.
Yeah.
Always.
That takes some strength.
Now,
a little know-how.
I don't mean to take anything away from your accomplishments, Miss Devin, but you are standing in the room with a goat milking champion.
Really?
Wait a second. Yeah. I got to hear about this.
Well, you're new, and your turn will come.
Okay.
But, it's one of those things like just watch, stand back and watch the experts here, Miss Heather.
Yeah.
But when it comes to cows, I don't know. You know. So we'll see this weekend.
You grew up with it, huh?
I wouldn't say I grew up with it, but it comes around once a year, and, I am called upon.
You're called upon.
I'm assuming you were a child at the time. No,
I was about 34, and then every year since then. So
sounds like you got roped.
This is going to sound completely wrong, but I'm pretty handy with the goats. So.
Well, we really wanted to dunk somebody in a you know, what do you
goat
call
milk?
It? Well, no,
dunk tank.
I'm so blanking. Well, you throw the ball and get, hit it.
Right, dunk tank.
Right,
yeah.
Dunk tank.
We should have picked on you.
I'll volunteer.
I mean, really.
I will volunteer.
Send
I just got
there.
Back from the Caribbean.
We'll
I'm all
touch.
Tanned up. I'm looking good. You know, I'll volunteer.
The Caribbean will be too late. I mean, it's this Saturday.
I'm there. I just got back, though.
Oh okay.
So he's here.
You're all right. That's
I'm
called
ripe
tanned.
For the dunking.
This is tanned?
I'm right. Yes. Right. You
we'll
can see all of my skin.
We're going to have to prove
I don't have
that
any,
on
head,
We're going to put you in touch with the committee, okay?
FortWorthStockyards.org.
Yes.
Pronounced org.
That's
By the way,
right.
Going back to an earlier thing this week, can you spell H?
Like how it sounds. Can you spell H the way it sounds?
We've yet to spell H correctly.
Am I your latest victim?
No.
We're trying I've to figure spelled it, out. It wrong all morning, and I need more ideas.
You need instruction on how to say H.
Spell it.
Spell it.
Like, spell it how
you can
it sounds.
Spell A, A-Y-E.
A-Y-C-H.
Okay, B, B, E.
A-Y-C-H.
A-Y-C-H. That's... maybe. I mean, that's the closest we've gotten.
Because my Y-C-H-E, a little silent E on the end.
He threw out my A-I-C-H.
Oh, that looks like ice. Yeah, or
ache.
Maybe that should be the next contest.
If I put an E on the end, it'd make it
cow milking.
People say it was ache.
So, old wore out boots.
A-Y-C-H.
Mustache.
Yeah.
And spell H.
He's talking to himself. that's the latest addition. They have to spell H to become winners.
All right, well, thanks for the visit. Always good to
You're
see
welcome.
It. Look forward to this weekend. It's always a fun time.
Yep.
Fort Worth, come on down to the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. 10 to 8.
10 to 8.
All day this Saturday, July 27th. The ranch will be out there broadcasting live. I think we'll probably send Malone out there.
I believe so.
But not to say that we won't all stop by at some point.
We're all going to swing in there.
For a dunk take and a cow milking.
Ooh, there's something I gotta put in.
Fire away.
We cannot forget the fact there's going to be a Texas Western Legends fashion show.
What?
Really?
Yeah, where they put on the good stuff.
Yes.
Victorian era.
Yes.
And over at the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame, you know, the rodeo plaza.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So it's not all about the Exchange Lawn. I mean, I'm all about the Exchange Lawn, but hey, It's all over the
place.
But
where you get up?
You know, from one end to the other. Yeah, I'm going to probably wear my Cowtown Opry colors because we have a certain look that we always do. So we get identity. It's our brand.
Yeah.
Know? But yeah, if you want to see how they did it in Victorian days, there's a reason for every layer those gals put on. We're especially thinking about the gals. You know, those women, if they were dressed properly, they would be like seven layers.
Mm.
Of course, it's all lightweight cottons and things like that. And
that just sounds miserable, though.
Yeah, but you know, I've worn hoop skirts in heat, and it's actually kind of cooler.
Huh.
You know, because it kind of keeps that little air
down. Yeah, some circulation going in there, you know. Yeah,
yeah, but there's, if a woman went out in public without her corset on, she would be considered a loose woman, literally.
Oh, a sporting gal. A sporting gal. Right.
She is literally a loose woman.
Even those sporting gals wouldn't wear on the street what some gals wear today out on the street.
Well, I seen one of them in the airport last week. My God.
So be sure you spend some time on Rodeo Plaza.
I'm chilling over here.
Ooh-ha.
Thank you, lady. Good to see you. Appreciate you.
Shall we yodel? Want to yodel?
Yes.
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 Have you done that too? Did you ever do a
You know what?
Listen,
here's the deal, and you'll love
Can
this.
We have
I'm
him
a
do
huge
it?
Fan of not only what you just did, but Don Walser as
oh,
well.
Oh, man. Yes. Mm. Yes.
Rolling Stone from Texas.
For sure.
Heather, have you heard this?
Yeah.
Now, you either fall in love with it or you tune out immediately. But Don Walser. Was it President Bush that declared him the official yodeler of not only Texas,
but the United States?
But the United States.
Yes!
Like if we ever went to war and we needed a yodeler,
it's him.
Like, send in Don.
Yeah, there you go. That could be weaponized yodel.
Send in
the next
Don. Yodeler. I'm not
We're
going to
work on that, Justin.
I'm
Let's
trying.
Work on that.
Please.
Probably off the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
in
that's going to
be.
In a closet.
In a closet.
Devin, thank you so much for coming out here.
Thank you, Heather. It's good to be here.